How could church people be so mean? I thought to myself. Just a few hours earlier, my pastor husband had been told to turn in his resignation. And now I was the sole supporter of our little family of four with only a part-time job. This is Cheryl Giesbrecht with Transformed Through Truth. Bitterness and anger raged inside of me, and I vowed I will never forgive the men who did this to us. All of us will have opportunities to forgive, but some of us will have many. Forgiveness is a choice, a decision, a crisis of the will. Jesus said in Luke 6:36, "Be merciful just as your heavenly Father is merciful." God has shown us mercy that you and I don't deserve. And when we show mercy through forgiveness, it's a way that we can keep the lines of communication open between us and God. 2 Corinthians 2:10 and 11 says, "We must forgive so that no advantage is taken of us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his schemes." If we want mercy, we are commanded to be merciful through forgiving those who don't deserve it. Jesus is our substitute who literally became sin for us. His crucifixion wounds belong to us. His sacrifice provided for our righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "Christ had no sin, but God made him become sin so that in Christ we could become right with God." Won't you choose to forgive your offenders, even if they don't deserve it today? Let's pray. Father, you know who hurt me, what they did, and how it happened. You know I've carried this pain for a long time. I'm thankful for the mercy that you've shown me. Help me to show the same to others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining author and speaker Cheryl Giesbrecht for Transform Through Truth. Do you need prayer or free resources? Or would you like to order Cheryl Giesbrecht's new devotional book, Experiencing God Through His Names? Then go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.